Hello and welcome. I'm recording this many weeks after we recorded this episode because I was procrastinating. So right now I'm at home, but I just wanted to talk about this theory that has come out recently. So today is Sunday and it's the Super Bowl. Now, there's a whole conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a psyop. First of all, I love that the right wing have like learned what psyop means. They're using it for everything because I think it's hilarious. I'm gonna insert a clip of basically Tucker Carlson's replacement on Fox News, who basically explains the theory.
Well, Taylor Swift's the biggest star in the world. Sorry, Gutfeld. She's been blanketed across the sports media entertainment atmosphere. The New York Times just speculated she's a lesbian. And last year's tour broke Ticketmaster. A tour that's revenue tops the GDP of 50 countries. I mean, I like her music. She's all right. But I mean, have you ever wondered why or how she blew up like this? Well, around 4 years ago, the Pentagon Psychological Operations Unit floated turning Taylor Swift into an asset during a NATO meeting. What kind of asset? A psyop for combating online misinformation.
Super Bowl.
Sure seems like something that is like concocted in order to accelerate the fame of these two people, get them to the Super Bowl, largest screens on earth, get maybe a proposal after the game. This is what I think is going to happen. There's going to be like some type of proposal after the Super Bowl is rigged for the Chiefs. And then the two of these people become, it's like, reach like crazy levels of absolute fame. And then they take all that fame that has been given to them by the rotted corporate press media entertainment industry that explicitly backs Democrats. And then they use that in order to try and save Joe Biden.
So basically, I think it's awesome. I think Taylor Swift should do that. However, one thing that I think would make it amazing is if she told everyone to vote Republican. So Taylor Swift, if you're listening, please, please tell everyone to vote for Trump. Please. I think it'll be so funny. I think it'll be hilarious. And I want to see what would happen. So anyway, speaking of people who may have gotten somewhere in life, as in may have become like successful because of that's Alicia dying. It's her birthday. Everyone say happy birthday, Alicia. Yeah, anyway, speaking of people who may have gone successful because of their parents or maybe their position in life and like the circumstances that they grew up in, this episode's about Nepo babies. So I dragged Anouk and also Felix. I also made him join in for the first half of the episode. And we spend it talking, going through a list of Nepo babies and ranking them. So I hope you guys enjoy. Bear in mind, I'm recording this before the Super Bowl. So if Travis Kelce doesn't propose to Taylor on the field after winning, then I'm going to be severely disappointed. Anyway, we'll find out. So enjoy the episode. Okay, so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Anouk and Felix as a little special guest.
I guess.
A special guest.
So today we're going to discuss Nepo babies. This is actually a topic that I wanted to do.
Lovely.
So we're going to go through a list. So I've got like a list of a few. We're going to discuss who their parents were.
Okay.
What they do.
Yeah.
And whether they would be successful if their parents weren't famous.
Okay. That's great. Good. That's amazing, yeah.
So, let's start off with Lily Rose Depp.
Okay.
So, obviously, her parents are Johnny Depp and
Iris something.
Some French lady, I
guess. Like a model or something.
Yeah. Now, she's been, like, acting in a few things.
Yes.
Like, the Idol.
I have not watched that.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so terrible. Do not recommend. And she was in that like Netflix movie with Timothy Chalamet. Some like historical.
Oh, I've watched that one.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad, to be fair.
I haven't seen it.
That wasn't too bad, I think.
Do you think Yeah. Do you think she's a good enough actress?
No.
No.
I genuinely don't know. I've not seen her in anything.
No, but I'm tempted to say no to all the Nepo babies, because how will we know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do believe, I mean, I think I haven't watched The Idol, which is probably like...
She wasn't terrible, but like the actual show, like the writing and everything's terrible, but like she wasn't that bad.
Okay, I guess... I think she wouldn't have made it, I have to say, no.
And also her being a model.
Yeah.
She is like 5 foot.
That's true.
She should not be a model.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being sure, guys.
But as a model, hell no. Like, she's beautiful, obviously. But
yeah, she is.
Way too short.
That's so true.
And then you've got like Lila Moss. Kate Moss's daughter.
Yeah, no.
She's also way too short.
The new generation of models, I think, generally, they wouldn't have made it without their parents. Like, Lainey Klum as well, in my opinion. They're too short,
yeah. So our consensus is no.
That's my verdict.
Wouldn't be
yes.
famous.
No.
Okie dokie.
Seal of approval.
Now, speaking of models, we've got the Hadids.
Okay.
So, the mum, Yolanda, was a model.
Yes.
Their dad is like a real estate agent, so probably like rich or whatever.
Yeah, I've watched The Housewives. Housewives.
Oh, was she in?
She was in that.
Oh.
Yeah. I have to say, it was quite entertaining. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So they're obviously models.
Yes. To be fair, I think they might have made it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Regardless of the surgery that their mother basically...
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess Bella wouldn't have made it without the surgery. Oh, God, that's so a terrible thing to say. But I think she wouldn't have.
It's
I'm not sure.
For industry. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But she isn't... Isn't she, like, one of the, like, best models?
Yes, but I think she wouldn't have made it on her own and without the contacts her mother had.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
I mean,
that's probably true.
Yeah, to be fair, like, Gigi, I think both of them are models, which, contrary to, like, for example, the other Nepo babies we just talked about, so they do a really good job at that, but I think they wouldn't have made it, no.
Mm.
Sorry
you know
to say.
Shocks me is that, like, Gigi's the older one.
Yes.
Because I've always, like, I always had it in my head that Bella was older.
To be fair, I mean, I've watched The Housewives of Beverly Hills, so
you're
I'm kind of like an expert on that. Yeah, she is. She's also like the favorite child of Yolanda as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite bad.
Wasn't it like Yolanda only let Bella eat like 1 almond a day or something?
Yeah, and only almonds as well.
Yeah.
So
almond mum.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they. I think they have a. They would have had a better shot at it, but they wouldn't have made it. No, sorry to say.
Okay, now we've got another one. Maya Hawke.
Don't know. Ah, I know
she's
her.
Uma Thurman and... What's his name? Hawke?
Ethan
Hawke's.
I think she actually
daughter.
Said herself that she wouldn't have made it without her parents.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's true. I don't think she's that great.
She's the one in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of fancy her, so I'm
going
to
say
she
would
have made it.
Yeah, she also does music. But the music's not that great.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise to me.
Yeah, I mean, she's basically like Hollywood princess.
Yeah, I guess, again, same case.
Yeah, I don't think she would have made it.
Yeah, no.
She's quite like
not.
Average. To be honest. No offense to her.
Bad about.
I think she's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
I mean.
Simp.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to. I think their performance or like in general what they actually do can be separated from the fact how they got it and they all got it because of their parents.
Yeah,
they weren't scouted or anything. So yeah,
you know that I think she's like recently been filming a film that well no shit
makes
no
sense
shit, that's directed by Ethan Hawke.
Oh dear.
So first of all, obviously that's how she got it. And second of all, apparently there's like it was like really weird, like something came out where so there's like a sex scene and then the dad was like it's completely normal for me to be like directing my daughter in a sex scene. Like it's not weird at all.
It's
I'm like okay that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's a bit strange for sure. But then again, it's Hollywood, to be fair.
They are freaks.
They do weird. That's what they do.
Now another one that I put down, but then when I just looked it up, it says that she wasn't an Nepo baby, which is Suki Waterhouse.
She was.
She was.
I'm sure her father is rich.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I'm assuming she has like rich parents.
The cross
like,
of nepo baby, because you can be famous nepo baby.
Yeah.
You can like, be like from money, so you get opportunities. Nepo baby.
Yeah.
So I don't think her parents are like involved in the industry, but yeah, she's definitely rich.
I think I felt that too.
Mm. And her sister's also an actress.
To be fair, I respect her a lot because I love her music. You don't like her music.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
But it's I feel just, like she has that one song that she always plays,
which is the good looking one.
The what?
Isn't it called Good Looking?
No, the one that's like I don't know the name of it. Okay. The one that's on TikTok.
That's the good looking one.
Oh, okay, yeah, that one. It just annoys me.
Yeah, like, so but much. I think it's to be fair. But I feel like she built a brand, and whenever I see her, I'm like, yeah. She deserves to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
You know, she was dating... what's his name? From The Star is Born. The guy.
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper, yeah. She was dating Bradley Cooper. I was like, she was younger. Like, a lot younger than him.
Oh,
and then there was like, there's this really funny photo of them, like, in Central Park, and she's like they're sitting down. She's got her head in his lap, and then she's reading Lolita.
Oh,
and it's such like a fuck you, like the people who are like getting aggro over the age gap.
Oh dear.
And now she's dating Robert Pattinson.
This can go in the
podcast. She's pregnant. She's pregnant too, by him. To be fair,
I had a teacher at school who was dating a girl who was in sick form. Who he's teaching? It was a philosophy teacher. She was like 19.
Didn't he
she
know
was
about
reading
morality?
Year, but then he would in class call her his Lolita.
Oh,
that's so fucked.
No.
How is he still teaching?
Oh, he's
no.
not.
Okay,
yeah, he's not.
That
yeah, yeah, he got sacked.
That's understandable.
Yeah, Jesus Christ!
But why? That's so weird.
Yeah, he was weird. I think he was like. Like a French philosopher.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
French.
Yeah.
They're kind of
loose. They all
love
that stuff.
Shouldn't be surprised.
I think one of the reasons why I don't really like Suki, which it's bad to say that I don't like her because of her relationship with Rob.
Really?
Because like, obviously, like,
Rob,
she's not defined by her relationship. But like, it's just because, you know, like, Rob Pattinson and FKA Twigs.
Don't know what that is.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
And she's black.
Okay.
And then it was like during the time when he was really famous because of Twilight, and she was dating him, and then all the fangirls were like attacking her and being super racist.
Oh.
And then he didn't say anything to defend her.
Oh.
And they eventually broke up, and then she wrote like a really sad song about it.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Didn't I do it for you?
Oh my god.
That's about him.
Oh dear lord. Okay.
And now he's like so public with Suki and
FKA Twigs supremacy.
Yeah. Love her.
I didn't know. Okay. Interesting.
Yes, yeah, so that's. That colours my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think there are many things that can be said about this guy. He's really interesting, isn't
he's
he?
He's so hot.
He's so weird. Like, I think he's a neurotic liar or something.
Oh, yeah. He's had those such weird interviews.
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever. Again, like, they're crazy in Hollywood, I have to say. I feel like that's a basic requirement to become famous. So which is why I think the nepo babies, they wouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
They're not crazy enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
Isn't Robert Pattinson on a Death Grips song?
Is he?
I think he is, yeah.
I know he makes music, and it's actually kind of good.
I think he's on a Death Grips song, yeah. It might be like playing guitar or something. But
damn.
Might be true, again. I feel like I'm just only here to
suggest
things that may or may not be true.
Okay,
I mean, this all is about speculation.
Speculation. Okay, I have a few more music ones.
Okay.
So we got Matty Healy, who is the son of
Denise
Welch.
I don't like
Welch.
This guy.
His parents are like
by him.
TV, like classic, like English TV stars.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, again, like it's not bad, I guess, but he wouldn't have made it on his own.
Definitely
never.
Not. Definitely not.
Like, he has zero charisma too. He's like he looks a little bit dead.
His band is so like boring.
I don't like him at all.
I
think they got their way into the industry because of his parents.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do think that their early music
actually
was
slaps.
Quite influential in like the 2010s indie scene.
I like the drummer, George something, the one that's dating Charlie XCX.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I think he's pretty good at, like, what he is.
I think they would have got somewhere without, like, as a band, because I think they made decent music.
Mm.
I think the ego that has come with them becoming more and more popular is probably related to
the fact that they're from wealth.
Yeah.
Mm. I also
and the entitled
entitlement.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like Matty Healy's whole thing about, like, all his controversial, like, people, like, cancelling him for being, like, controversial.
What?
Especially, like, when he was dating Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Like, people cancelling him for that. Like, I don't think he's, like, I don't know. I feel like he doesn't truly, like, stand for the things that he's saying. He just says them to be, like, edgy and controversial.
He's definitely, like, an edgelord. Like, yeah, like, 2016 so I'm like, edgelord. Like,
which makes me just hate him. Just stop trying to be, like, edgy.
I think I just don't,
it's just not funny.
Yeah, I don't think he's very likable, to be fair.
Also, I don't even think he's attractive.
And then Rina Sarayama called him out.
Yes. Which was actually... Yes. And that started the whole, like, Charlie, XCX, Rina Sarayama drama.
Oh my god.
Broke me.
I don't know any of that, no.
Yeah.
But then again...
The hype of proper girly, sir.
Mm. He's British, isn't he?
Yeah. That's also another reason. I hate British bands so much. Yeah.
The Beatles? Oh, okay. Fuck the Beatles. Got there, got, yeah, fuck the Beatles. I know your opinion.
Yeah. Sorry!
Don't want to hear this song.
Okay, okay. Now, another... Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift, sorry.
I love Taylor Swift, but she is an F.O. baby.
Is she?
Her parents are rich as hell.
Really?
You know, like, when she had her very first album and she was very, like, country.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just a small town girl, country.
Yeah.
She's, like, rich.
Is she?
And, like, is she low-key, like, faked the accent a little bit?
Oh, dear, I didn't.
Like, sound more, like...
Really?
Small-y, homey. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know she had rich parents.
Her dad apparently was a financial advisor and marketing executive. Who has made a significant contribution to her life.
He's also a huge Republican.
Yeah. Okay, so he invested in the record label.
She's so rich,
that
I think.
Signed Taylor Swift.
But I do think that she would have become... I think she would have become famous.
She's a business lady.
Yeah.
But I think...
But it's also like,
through.
I think the early stages of her career were so controlled to make her, like, the perfect, like...
Yeah, like,
but white feminist,
okay,
like, relatable music artist.
Mm. But that's, I think this is where it gets really hard, because I think, for example, Lana Del Rey's parents are rich too.
Also, yeah.
They're rich too, but I remember in an interview, of course you can never trust these people when they say stuff, but she said, like, she still did it on her own.
Yeah, and also with Lana, like, she was quite, like, she wasn't as mainstream. Like, she was quite influential in, like, the whole, like, indie sad girl music scene.
I mean...
Like, she influenced a lot.
Yeah. I think there's also, like, it's probably important to also keep in mind that sometimes not... I mean, it's just nice to have rich parents, right?
Mm.
So, and I guess that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because if you have a passion and you want to go after, I don't know, singing,
mm.
of course you're not going to earn any money in the beginning. So it's nice to have somebody in the background that's going to buy you food and make sure that you're going to sleep, like, that you can sleep somewhere. So I guess... In that case, yeah, I guess they wouldn't have made it on their own. Like,
I think Lana and Taylor are, like, talented enough to have become, like,
yeah,
to be
they
big,
definitely are.
Like, without their parents.
And to be fair, I think there was a lot of, like, work in the background before they actually got famous.
Mm.
So they worked a lot, and it's different for all these other people where I'd say they just
broke
through from without having done anything.
To be fair, when I, like, think back to Taylor, because I watched, like, the documentary.
Oh, okay, that's
and I remember she, like, got famous because she, like, won, like, a local competition,
so,
like, a country music competition, like, that, like, got her hype because she was so young.
Mm.
Like, wrote all the music herself, and then, like, people were like, wow, look at this little pretty young girl who just wrote her own song and, like, won this.
Yeah, I think,
like, that was a lot of the reason.
This is why I wouldn't call her a nepo baby. Mm. But then again, you would have to define what is a nepo baby.
Yeah.
Is it actually ties in the industry or relations in the industry itself? Then I'd say, or is it just famous? Is it just wealthy parents?
I think both. Both.
I think,
I don't know.
If you've had a way into the industry that has been in some way, like, helped or manipulated by people around you, then you've benefited from things that the average person doesn't get, which like Taylor Swift did objectively get, but not to like the extent of like some famous like actors like children who like literally got given the roles and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's have a look at more.
I'll do one more and I'll go.
Let's do Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh my god,
that guy is ridiculous.
I've seen the photography book.
The photography is so funny.
Oh dear, that was so shameful, I have to say.
The captions that he puts on them are so goofy.
Oh no.
Is he a nepo baby though? Because he's not actually really successful.
Like, I mean, I feel like he's probably more successful than the average people.
Yeah, and then we are, I guess. Yeah.
He's definitely got like loads of money and loads of fame. Mm. But like, what's he actually done?
To be fair, I think he's a nice guy. Just
he's just cringy.
Yeah.
He's a bit cringy, but like, I feel like he has a good heart, I have to say. That's the vibes I get from him.
But his dad's never going to get a fucking MBE or OBE from the Queen. From the monarchy.
That would be too much to expect from him anyways. His parents are both, like, they're both...
Mm. I'm surprised that he hasn't, like, made, like, music or something.
But I
considering
think...
his mum.
True. But then again, I think he probably really is talentless.
Exactly. He's just too talentless. Like, he makes all these food TikToks, cooking TikToks, but and he always gets out like the flambe torch.
Yeah.
Even when it's not necessary.
But I like that enthusiasm, I have to say. Yeah. And to be fair, I think he's a good poster husband, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually quite cute, I have to say. But he is talentless, I have to say.
Like, so to be fair, like, we can't even judge whether he would have gotten this far on his own, because he hasn't really gotten anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. He's living in the comfort
zone. He's done some things with his platform.
This photography book, I swear to God, I saw the picture of the elephant, and it was secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because he actually went to, where did he go? Like, Kenya?
Yeah.
And he tried to get a couple good pictures, and not even that. I mean,
So he, you know what? He's on thin ice. We'll exclude him.
He's not even on ice. He's by the shore or whatever.
Okay. Now let's go into some historical ones. Wait, unless do you want to leave?
Oh, that's interesting.
I can do one, maybe.
Henry VIII.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the guy who had six wives.
Okay. Yeah. To be fair, monarchy is just one giant
nepotism. That's why King Charles was also one.
Yeah, King Charles. Like, I mean, count all the monarchs. They're all fucking nepo. Sorry, can I?
Yeah.
But I don't know again. Okay.
Yeah, they're all. It's like the whole fucking.
Yeah, there's no way to not say that you're not a nepo baby if you're from a royal bloodline.
No, but
he founded the Church of England.
Oh fuck that guy. Yeah. So I like Henry VII, who's his dad. Henry VII, I like him. He loved his wife. He won the Battle of the Roses.
Okay.
So you can say he fought for his position.
Yeah.
But what did Henry do? He just inherited it from his dad.
That's a problem
You see, I would say Henry VII is not a nepo baby because he fought for what he got.
So, yeah, I like that distinction.
Mm.
And
King Charles, definitely a nepo baby.
Yeah, but what about his mum?
His mum also.
Yeah, there's a long lineage.
Because we've stopped.
Back
we've
up
stopped
to what you're going. Oh, no, so every royal from the War of the Roses.
Yeah, basically.
Is a nepo baby.
Basically.
From Henry VII.
Yeah. So, because back in the day, when they used to fight over who was going to come king, I feel like, you know, that was more
that
work.
Was, yeah.
But now there's nothing interesting.
That was the real thing.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye. Everyone say bye-bye, Felix.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Felix.
Bye-bye, Felix.
Thanks for making me come on again.
You can come on again.
Again and again. Fred, again.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Again.
Okay. Slay. Are you going
bye-bye
to Tanzania later?
If you guys are still there.
Okay.
I'll pop them.
See you on bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, another one. This might be controversial.
I'm ready. Did the door close?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I don't think so.
I can close it. My God, Felix, you had one job.
Okay, so. Jesus.
Oh, I love Jesus.
I love
Jesus.
He's
my favourite person.
But he is a nepo. I'm sorry, but if his dad wasn't God, He would not. He'd be a nobody.
God, you're so right.
He would be a nobody.
But then again, you know, that's the thing about religion. Does God exist? If he doesn't exist, then what damn good job did he do?
Yes, that's
at
true.
Convincing the world.
True. So Jesus being a nepo baby depends on whether God is real or not.
Exactly. And if God is not real, this man did a damn good job.
That man deserved his.
He deserves it all.
Deserves it all.
And he died for our sins.
He died for our sins. That's so and true. So true.
For the mission as well. For the purpose. So yeah. I guess. Oh, I was. You know, when you said Jesus, I was like, huh? And what about Joseph and Maria?
Oh,
did
yeah.
they really have that much?
Yeah, exactly. They came from nothing.
But then again, I guess back in the day, like, what was a carpenter? Joseph was a carpenter, yeah. wasn't he? That's not the worst job. Better than a peasant, I guess.
Yeah, but then you got to think about, you know, when they gave birth to Jesus. Like, they couldn't even. First of all, they immigrated to a different city. They couldn't afford, like, a room.
Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Better life for them. Yeah. Time. My God. All the yeah. It's just a... Yeah, lovely, actually. A good story, I have
exactly.
to say. Like that story.
He's an interesting
He's an
fellow.
Interesting one, yeah.
So.
I give him that. I think, to be fair, if we had to evaluate his performance, I'd say...
Pretty impressive.
How he got his followers and then how he made this a giant cult and people still believe in him.
Yeah, yeah, see? Yeah, yeah.
Lasting impact.
Lots of nepo babies won't have that.
No. He did a good job.
Yeah.
I like that interpretation of nepo babies, I have to say.
Now we have some more political ones.
Bush.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's,
he's
classic.
Nepo baby. But most Bush of them are nepo babies. Kennedy, whatnot.
Kennedy, ooh. Yeah. You know what was crazy about Kennedy? So, you know, like, his whole family are basically cursed.
Yeah.
And, like...
All of them.
Like, the eldest son, who was meant to be the one that the dad groomed into becoming president.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
Of, like, maybe, like, sickness or, like, in a war or something. I have no clue.
I mean, they have been involved in lots of wars.
And then because of the brother dying.
Yeah. And then I think there was this other Kennedy as well who was, like, a boy.
Yeah.
He also died in a plane crash with his wife.
Yes, I remember that. Well, yeah. I don't remember. I wasn't alive when it happened, I don't think.
But I rediscovered that on Instagram the other day. Yeah.
And JFK's sister was given a lobotomy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is completely different. Why did they do that?
Probably she had too much of an opinion or something.
Yeah, probably.
Or like,
that's
I think
what
she
they
might
did
have
to
been
women
mentally ill or something, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, you never know. That's the narrative. Mm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of, there's someone who's like around our age. I think a few years older, actually. Like, definitely. Like, maybe like 10 years older, probably more. But he's a Kennedy.
He's a Gen Z, okay.
And I'm pretty sure he dated Taylor Swift at some point.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, they always find each other.
Yeah.
That's how you keep the wealth.
Mm.
No, but that's interesting, yeah.
Mm.
But to be fair, I think most of, like, the influential people, especially back in the day, or, like, historical people, they were nepo babies because they would have not, like, been... Even, like, all the writers and all the artists, they needed money. They would have never, ever made it without money.
Yeah, unless you're, like... Yeah, because then you'd be a peasant.
Exactly. Who wants to be that?
We have Dishi Rishi.
Oh, he is a nepo baby.
So I guess technically he's not.
He has lots of working class friends.
But his wife,
Akshata
Murthy, she is the daughter. Yeah. She is from one of the most richest families in India. Like, her dad owns like the biggest company, and she is rich as fuck. Like, I'm pretty sure she made like more money than the whole of like the Labour Party combined. She is insanely rich.
Yeah,
so I definitely think she was influential.
But then again, marrying her was actually well done.
Power move.
If we consider it, normally it's the other way around. So I do respect that, I have to
Girl
say
boss. Even though she's a fucking nepo baby.
Yeah, she is for sure. I mean, I don't know enough about him.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. He's very short.
Is he?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Mm.
Like, more sure than you'd think.
Oh.
Now we have Osama bin Laden.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
It's getting really political. Mm.
So, recently on TikTok, it came to light Osama bin Laden's letter to America.
Okay.
Which is like this statement that he wrote ages ago. And it's kind of like his justification or something for 9/11. I don't know the specifics, but basically it's very like talking about like US imperialism and stuff. Mm. And everyone was like seeing that on TikTok. Oh. And because TikTok's fucking like brain rot and like they have no idea of nuance, they were like, oh, why is bin Laden low-key right? Like, why is he low-key based? And then it's like, well, you know, maybe he's fucking right about US imperialism, but that doesn't mean he, like,
he's a good
the
person.
Things that he did were justified.
Yeah.
But then he got re-cancelled because people found out that he's from, like, a really influential family.
he got cancelled
for being an nepo baby.
I swear, sometimes I'm like, wow, this generation is
so
amazing every day.
Yeah, so Osama bin Laden from a, like a...
To be fair.
Millionaire family.
A lot of dictators are.
Yeah, exactly.
Assad as well. I think he actually studied at King's College.
Oh!
Yeah, before going back to Syria and you know what he did
We had,
there.
Yes, yes we do. And, what's it called now? CKK.
CKK.
Formerly NAB.
Yeah.
That used to be called, named after Gaddafi's son.
Oh, he did his PhD here, didn't he?
Yeah. And they obviously changed it, because they were like, ooh.
Yeah, that, NSC doesn't want to get involved.
And now we have Elon Musk.
Is he a nepo baby?
Oh my god, this guy is such a nepo baby. Oh, wow. Baby. So he goes on and on and on about, like, meritocracy. Like, oh yeah, I'm so rich because I have such great ideas and I've built this from the ground up.
Yeah.
His dad, so he's South African.
Mm.
His dad owned an emerald mine in South Africa.
Ah, okay.
And is a fucking like billionaire.
All right, yeah.
And his whole family is like obviously white South Africans.
How delusional can you be then?
I know. Like he literally says in like some interview like sometimes we wouldn't be able to close our vault because there was so much money inside. And it's like, come on, bro.
I was like, you know, I was expecting like a very sympathetic story. Like we weren't able to close the window. So it was really cold at night. Every day I went to bed.
No.
I had to sleep with my siblings in the same bed. And then we had to warm each other.
Yeah, no, this man.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Wow, interesting. I didn't know.
And you know, something even worse. Oh. So his dad, Errol Musk.
Errol. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Lovely name.
He was so bad.
What did he do?
So he divorced the first wife, married a
like
new
Henry
woman.
Like Henry VIII?
Yes. Yes.
Oh shit.
So he has a second wife who already had a child.
Okay.
That daughter was like raised kind of by the dad because she was quite young.
Is he together with the daughter?
Yes, they are married and they've had children together. He brought her up.
That's like a Freudian.
Yeah, and then
Freudian.
Married her.
Oh dear.
She is obviously way younger than him. She is literally his stepdaughter, and they have children.
It's so disgusting to me.
It's gross.
Like because when did he start fancying her?
Exactly.
First question.
Exactly.
Second question. Well, why would you ever go for like? Anyways,
yeah.
I guess we can't understand.
Mm.
No.
So, you know, his dad is terrible and he's terrible.
Oh, dear.
Fuck Elon Musk. I want to do a whole episode just...
On him?
On Elon Musk. There's so much.
The thing is, I know too little about him, I think.
No,
I just
good.
Know about PayPal and then the SpaceX thing and now...
Yeah.
What else is he up to?
Twitter.
With mischief.
Yeah, lots of mischievous hijinks.
Mischievous, yeah.
Okay, now.
X true Twitter.
We have maybe like two more.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three more.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to put myself on there. Lila Gohar.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if
Very
I want to put my
introspective of you, I think.
Yeah, so my parents are both doctors, which means that I don't have to go to my GP or my doctor to get medical advice.
Oh, sick. Okay,
I can just,
I'm actually quite envious. That's
I can
really
just
cool,
tell
yeah.
my mom, like, oh, I, like, this I've hurts.
I basically broke a bone
yeah.
the other day.
Yeah, I broke my bone. And,
yeah.
and they're like, feel this. Do you have these symptoms? Blah, blah, blah. like when I had a sore throat, they were like, send me a photo of your tonsils.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so I can get wish free advice.
That's amazing. Mm.
I also do for friends, so if you ever have any...
Oh, I will send you a picture for sure.
Yeah.
I've done that before because my best friend's father is a doctor too.
See?
Yeah, maybe he has checked me whether I had like...
Yeah.
How do you say the thing if you have a lack of iron or something? I don't know.
Oh, like anemia?
Yeah, something else. I don't know. He checked my throat for me and he was like, no, you're fine.
Mm.
That was amazing.
And also I have... Because my dad works in a surgery because he's a GP.
Yeah.
And... Like, one time I needed, like, medication for, like, skin problems.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, actually having to go to, like, an appointment with a GP and, like, get the prescription, he just got one of his other, like, colleagues to prescribe it for me.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
But I'd say that's not nepotism. If you wanted to be a doctor...
Oh, God. And but even then, that wouldn't have helped because fucking medical school... But you really have to get through in your own methods.
But then, if, like, yeah.
But I could have gone, like, a job, work experience. At their
place,
yeah.
So I think maybe, yeah.
But impartially. What do your parents do?
My parents are both, like, they both studied business.
Business.
But, like, the German equivalent to that. Yeah. And now they both, like, work as, like, manager positions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So maybe if you. A job with them. I mean, then that would be nepotism.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't be at LSE if there weren't financial means.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so in that sense, I definitely am privileged.
Now, the last one. It's kind of a bit out there. It's a bit abstract.
Yeah.
And also, I think I might have come up with this while I was a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
It's a nepo baby of Coke.
It's a nepo baby of normal Coke. Because Diet Coke is so popular.
It's really...
I am a Diet Coke girl.
I'm a Diet Coke girl as well. Yeah. I think it is a nepo baby to some extent.
Yeah.
It's just like... It's surfing on the fame of its...
Exactly,
mother,
of Coke.
Mother. Of Coke.
Because Pepsi Very... Max isn't as popular.
No. Pepsi has never been as popular though.
Exactly.
Even though I think that's it's a country thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think if you go to a different country, they only have Pepsi. Like, I don't know, a different country. Like, I would have to give you an example, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
To be fair, yeah, that's an interesting, very abstract example.
But I do think that Diet Coke would have become famous on its own, because it's just so good.
Mm. I like how you transcended the question.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Now, I do have one more.
Okay.
And this is what actually got me...
Fuck, my gum got just it fell somewhere.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the technical equipment.
Nah, nobody uses it.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah, no, it's...
I love that. Okay, it's on the floor. I will definitely pick it up later, yeah.
Now, this person is who inspired me...
To do it?
To do this whole episode. His name is Adonis Graham.
Never heard of him.
Is the son of... Aubrey Drake Graham.
Never heard of her.
AKA
Drake. What? Wait, his name is Aubrey?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know.
So Drake's got a 6-year-old son.
And he comes up with ideas already. Like, I didn't do that when I was 6, I have to say.
Have you heard his song?
No.
Oh my god. So I'm gonna insult this 6-year-old because his song is so bad. But it was posted on Drake's like official YouTube channel.
Of course it was, yeah.
It is so bad. Let me find it. His name is Adonis, which I think is a pretty cool name, to be fair.
Yeah, I feel like it puts you in an awkward position to look exceptionally well, to be fair, because of the historical implications of the name, I guess.
See, that is the best lyric.
That is the best lyric.
I was playing on my iPad and I broke my iPad.
If I broke my iPad, especially when, like, I would have been... I don't want to say I have abusive parents, but something would have happened. Mm. I can tell you that.
I didn't even have an iPad when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, me neither.
Fucking iPad baby.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Adonis Graham, you will never be famous. Your song sucks. Stop rapping.
It's quite bad. I have to say, I feel
sorry for
him. For him.
Okay, now we'll get that far. But
No, I think the real question is, if you were rich and you had children, what would you do?
I would...
And you had context too, I guess, like, that's important. And your child had, like, since, I don't know, since it's like, since your child had been, oh, I don't know, the grammar today is not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a child with aspirations, with dreams.
Well, then, if they have aspirations and dreams, then I'm going to assume that they have...
Talent
and also drive. Like, what's the word? No, I can't think.
But the thing is, talent...
They have, like, goals. Like...
But that's never enough, is it?
Mm.
This is why these people are famous.
But, like, I would make them, like, work for it. Like, I would not help them. Because I don't want my kid to be an FO baby.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But then again, like, I guess inevitably if you're rich and your children have the comfort of knowing they will have healthcare, even if they lose their job.
Yeah, so it's like you give them access to things that would hopefully help them succeed, but I wouldn't actually directly...
Like,
I wouldn't give them money and stuff.
Nobody would know, though. On Wikipedia, it would probably say. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
But I wouldn't send my kids to, like, private...
Boarding
schools, like, fancy rich schools and stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Like, you need to be humble. You need to be humble.
Yeah.
And grow up in the real world.
And this is, I think, what the real problem is with nepo
so
babies.
Many of them are just...
They're just entitled. They have never worked a day
in
their life.
Bubbles, like...
Yeah, I would definitely force them to do, like, some terrible work. Like, I don't know, work at a factory or something.
Yeah. Child labour, work in the mines. I would send my kids to the mines. That is where I'm going to land on that. Okay. Now, my final segment.
Oh, okay.
Which I do on every podcast.
Yes, please.
Is, like, a little media of the week.
Media of the week.
Where we just kind of say, like, just give a few things, like, artists, songs, albums, films, books, TV shows that you're, like, into this week, recently.
Oh my god, where's my phone? I think I'm really into... So I've listened to a lot of Mariah Carey these days.
Because it's getting to Christmas.
Yes, exactly. So I'm a big sucker for Christmas, so... Mm. I would never not listen to her, but I'm especially enthralled, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Yeah, enthralled by, you would know it, sadly, it's a German movie, but I've been listening to the soundtrack the whole week.
Mm.
It's really good.
What's the movie called?
Aschenbrödel.
Yeah, everyone go look it up.
Yeah, it's amazing, has an amazing soundtrack. I love it. I've been listening to it all day long. And what else? Okay, book. I've just been reading university books.
Yeah, boring.
Like the poor fool I am, getting my degree and I won't even have a reasonable job. But I watched a movie yesterday which was really good. It was called Submarine. Do you know it?
Ooh, no.
It was so good.
What's it about?
It's like about a little boy who's trying to repair his parents' marriage. Aww. It's very sad. Aww. But it's very good. I really think it's a cinematic masterpiece in my opinion. But that's it, basically. Okay. What about you?
Okay, so for music, I'm going to recommend a few songs.
Oh, okay.
My Favorite Game by The Cardigans. Candle by Book Meek and Candy by Paolo Nutini. So three good songs. And then finally a book that I'm reading right now, which is good. It's called Legacy of Ashes: The History of the CIA by Tim Weiner.
This is so intellectual, I feel really bad.
No. And it's basically just talking about how, like, yeah, the history of the CIA and how fucked up they are.
Wow.
Recommend. So.
Amazing.
With that, we will say bye-bye and thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. I have literally no knowledge whatsoever.
No, don't
So. Amazing. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night. Well, no. When does this...